Face reading. Page 11.
Anne Hill works for airport security. One morning at work, she speaks into her radio. "Look at the woman in the black coat," she says. Her partner answers, "Right. Let's go ask her some questions." The woman in the black coat is in line at the checkpoint for airport security. This is the place where people stop for an examination of their papers and possessions. The woman looks like all the other passengers, but Anne Hill notices some small differences in the expressions on the woman's face. Her eyebrows go up and move together. Her eyelids rise. Her lips pull toward her ears. All this happens quickly, but it's enough for Anne Hill. The facial expressions tell Hill that the woman is hiding something. Like many other security workers, Hill has special training in reading faces. She looks for micro expressions. These are very small changes on a person's face. They show the person's thoughts or feelings. Micro expressions can often tell you more about people's feelings than their behavior can. Everyone can read some emotions on people's faces. We can see surprise when eyebrows go up. We can see happiness when the mouth and eyes change. A psychology professor named Paul Ekman asked himself a question. Do people from different cultures read faces in the same way? Ekman did research in different parts of the world to find the answer. He found that everyone understands many facial expressions in the same way. He also found that, with the 43 face muscles, people can make 10,000 different micro-expressions. These expressions can show emotions, such as happiness, sadness, anger, fear, surprise, and dislike. Ekman wanted to know something else. Can a face show that a person is not telling the truth? Ekman did some experiments. In one experiment, he used a group of nurses. He asked them to watch a movie. Then he divided the nurses into two groups. He asked the first group to describe the movie accurately. Then he asked the second group to lie about the movie. Ekman filmed both groups. In the next part of the experiment, Ekman asked other people to watch his films. He asked them, which nurses are lying? Which nurses are telling the truth? Most people did badly on the test, but a few people did well. These people did not listen to the nurses' words. They paid attention to the expressions on their faces. After many years of studying micro-expressions, Ekman could tell when a person was lying. He could also tell when someone was hiding something. Then he trained other people to recognize micro-expressions. Anne Hill had this kind of training, and she became an expert. Hill and her partner asked the woman in the black coat about the purpose of her trip. When she answered, her eyes filled with tears. Was Hill right about her? Yes, the woman was hiding something. Her mother was very ill, and she was going to visit her. The emotion she was hiding was sadness.